are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Avenue Craig, and we're truly thankful that you are tuned our way, trusting you'll stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Apostle Paul said that Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. The word redeem means to buy back or to bring back. We sold ourselves to sin, and we could not deliver ourselves from sin, and so Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, came into this world, lived among men, taught the way of life, and gave his life to redeem us so that we could be children of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for such love, and we're thankful that your love reaches everyone, for you are no respecter of persons. So bless this broadcast to our precious congregation today, and if there be any unsaved in our audience, may the Holy Spirit visit them, convict them, and draw them, for we would be delighted to know that some precious soul had come to know thee through our efforts today. Be with us, bless our broadcast, and bless our congregation. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Set me free.
Our subject for today is broadcast, Isaiah, a Faithful Prophet. And our text of scripture is Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Isaiah was a prophet in Judah for 40 years, from 740 to 700 B.C. His name meant salvation is Jehovah, meaning much the same as Joshua, which meant Jehovah is salvation. He was a married man, and he had two children. Isaiah's conversion is described in chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7, and I will read them. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. After this, Isaiah heard a voice which said, Whom shall I send? And who will go for me? Then said I, Here am I, send me. That's the 8th verse of Isaiah chapter 6. The book of Isaiah is the 3rd longest in the Bible, with 66 chapters. Isaiah is quoted in the New Testament more than any other prophet. The book of Isaiah in its entirety was found among the Dead Sea Scrolls back in 1948, and it's on display now in what is called the Shrine of the Book in Jerusalem. Now, Isaiah was called to warn his people of their evil ways. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof, like so many today. I'd like to read from Isaiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 11, down through 17. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of the bullocks, or of lambs, or of the goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand, to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the callings of assemblies, I cannot. Away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Now, these were some of the things that Isaiah called the people of Judah's attention to. But how many of them paid any attention to what he said. How many of them listened to what he had to say? It was then just like it is today. Many, many people can hear the word of God, and yet they reject it and turn away from it and go their own sinful, sin, wicked and evil ways. Beloved, we need to take warning from the word of God. These things are written for our admonition and for our learning. Isaiah was indeed a faithful prophet. One of the outstanding things in the life of Isaiah was his part in the defeat of Sennacherib, who was king of Assyria. His army had destroyed 46 walled cities and had taken away 200,000 captives, and he came to capture Jerusalem. Hezekiah was king at that time, and he was endeavoring to please the Lord. Sennacherib sent a message to Hezekiah, trying to scare him into surrendering the city without a fight. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein you trusted? But if thou say to me, we trust the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars you have taken away, and said to Judah and to Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar? Now Sennacherib had heard how that Hezekiah had had various altars and idols destroyed because he wanted the people to worship the true and the living God. But Sennacherib, not knowing the truth, thought that he had done offense to the gods, but he had indeed pleased the Lord. And Sennacherib sent a number of messages to Hezekiah, trying to intimidate him, and he finally made fun, as it were, and ridicule the true and the living God. And Hezekiah mentioned that in his message when he appealed to Isaiah to pray for them. He mentioned about Sennacherib and how he was making fun, as it were, of the true God. And so, of course, Hezekiah had not offended the true God by destroying the idols. He had pleased Almighty God. So Sennacherib sent another message, and he sent to Hezekiah at different times, and he spoke about different kingdoms that he and had already destroyed, and how that their gods were not able to help them. Who are they among all the gods of these lands that have delivered their land out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? In other words, he was making the Lord God of heaven like some little god of some nation or idol-worshipping people. And he was comparing God, the true God, to those. And he said those idols, those other gods, they couldn't deliver the people out of their hand, and your God can't either. And so Sennacherib made a big mistake when he compared the true God to the gods of the other countries that he had already conquered. And when Hezekiah received the last message, he rent his clothes, and he covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord, according to Isaiah 37:1. He also sent a message to Isaiah of how the king of Assyria was reproaching the living God, and suggested that God might be willing to reprove him, for he also asked Isaiah to pray for them. And Isaiah did indeed pray. He was a man who had contact with God. He was a prophet who was faithful to God and faithful to God's message. And so Isaiah sent back this message to Hezekiah. Thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then came the angel of the Lord, and went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. So Sennacherib departed, and went and returned, and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of his God, that his two sons smote him with the sword. So we read in Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6, 7, and also 35, 36, and 37. So Sennacherib, with all of his boasting, proved to be one who was very foolish indeed. For God showed who was the true God. He had moved his army up there around Jerusalem, hundreds of thousands of them, and he was determined that he was going to destroy Jerusalem like he had other cities and like he had other nations. But God showed who was God. Isaiah was a faithful prophet, and God heard Isaiah's prayer, and he took care of the Assyrian army. And not only that, he not only took care of the Assyrian army, but he also took care of the boastful king Sennacherib. Now, the second major thing in the life of Isaiah that I would like to refer to was the many prophecies that he gave concerning the coming of the Messiah. He spake of the coming of the Messiah in different ways: a branch, a rod, a stone, a light, a child, and a king. Here in the book of Isaiah, as I say, there are many various prophecies concerning Christ, and I'd like to read some of them on the broadcast today. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And then 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and his peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall bring this to pass. Then in chapter 11, we read in verse 1 and 2, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And then in that beautiful chapter, which is one of my favorite as far as the book of Isaiah is concerned, we read in chapter 35 of Isaiah an extended prophecy. I know some people take it literally, but it must be understood in a symbolical way. Isaiah 35, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of waters, in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return unto and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, beloved, Isaiah here was not talking about a literal desert. He was not talking about a literal highway. We are to understand these scriptures here in the book of Isaiah as being fulfilled in Jesus Christ and in His salvation. When the eyes of the blind were open and the ears of the deaf unstopped, when? Was whenever Jesus Christ came and ministered to the people. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart. The desert here is describing that sinful state, the barrenness of a sinful state. And it being made to blossom like a rose is whenever the salvation of the Lord comes to that heart and it begins to bear the fruit of the Spirit. I know the millennialists want to put this out in what they call the kingdom age. But beloved, these things that Isaiah spoke of here in Isaiah 35 were not literal. They are not to be taken literal as far as a desert and so forth. They are understood as the salvation of the Lord, what God will do for a barren, sinful soul, and He will save them, clean them up, and enable them to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And remember what Isaiah said. He said, there shall be a way there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean, that is the unsaved, shall not pass over it, but shall be for the redeemed. The redeemed, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not walk therein. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I thank God for the reality of this. And then we have in Isaiah 61 a prophecy about how the Lord would anoint him. Jesus himself, there in the synagogue in Nazareth, took the scroll of Isaiah and read from Isaiah 61. And he told the people there in that synagogue, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing." Yes, the salvation of the Lord will make that barren soul a fruitful soul. It won't be a desert any longer. I thank God today for the prophet Isaiah, how he was so faithful not only to his people, but he made many prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah, and we have these beautiful truths revealed to us today through the inspired Word of God. Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and of course that's Eastern Time. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Trust it has been a blessing, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our prayer.